A quick return home is unlikely for 250,000 Sudanese refugees in camps in eastern Chad for the last 7 years, despite progress in peace talks. Negotiations between the Sudanese government and rebel groups are ongoing, and a truce with the most powerful rebel group in Darfur was signed this week, though the victims of the Darfur conflict are still in great need of assistance. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The situation in Darfur, eastern Chad, and the north of the Central African Republic remains calm but volatile. Since fighting decreased, many aid agencies have left, but the victims of the Darfur conflict still need help. Caritas will support 58,000 people in the camps of Farchana, Kunungu, and Mile in eastern Chad for at least another year. The communications officer for Caritas Chad, Antoine Adum Golgue, told us the refugees will not return home until the government ensures some conditions.
The first is security. The refugee wants the government of Sudan to guarantee the security.
The process will take time before people can begin returning. And in the meantime, the refugees will continue to depend on humanitarian aid. Through their leaders, the refugees are asking for stable peace. They also want compensation for the houses, fields, and livestock they lost due to air raids from the Sudanese government. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.